There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Talking tourism now in Ras Al Khaimah, because new stats show that August was a record month for Ras Al Khaimah with 118,000 visitors. Not a record August, the highest month on record. Joining us in the studio now to give us some more insights on this is the CEO of Rack Hospitality, a company that owns a number of hotels in Ras Al Khaimah, including, for example, the Ritz-Carlton Al Wadi. Alison Grinnell, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
How does Ras Al Khaimah record a record month in August, traditionally the slowest month of the year?
Actually, in Ras Al Khaimah, all of the summer months are generally quite buoyant in terms of occupancy. We do have a lot of source markets where July and August tend to be the key travel months for them. And so we don't tend to see the dip that sometimes you will see in Abu Dhabi or in Dubai from an occupancy standpoint.
You own a number of properties there, four in particular, from the super high-end Ritz-Carlton Al Wadi Desert Resort. There's a Rixos Bab Al Bahar, an all-inclusive hotel, and a Hilton Garden Inn, which is a more mid-market hotel. Which of your properties had the strongest summer, and now, what, 3 weeks into the winter season, which ones are shaping up best?
We have a very mixed portfolio, exactly as you've said. It's very diversified. It works in each different segment, from upper upscale to luxury to all-inclusive. They all have had very, very good periods so far this year in terms of occupancy. Yes, we're slightly down compared to last year, but actually given the overall market trend, we see that as a very positive result.
To what extent is Ras Al Khaimah in general, and your hotels in particular, doing this through discounting? I was doing a bit of research this morning, and you've had a kids go free in summer in Ras Al Khaimah, which is a form of discounting. Even the zip line at the moment, there's 50% off the zip line in Ras Al Khaimah. You're the former chief finance officer, so you have a very keen eye on discounting. How do you balance that?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's there's always a challenge with balancing bringing the occupancy in, but keeping the average daily rate there. And so, you know, we start to look at different measures that I think historically hotel owners and even operators are looking at. Before, revenue per available room was always a very key measure, but that just measures the room. What we're looking at more now is total revenue per available room, what we call TRevPAR, because that brings in all the food, the restaurants, all of the other activities within hotels as well. And actually, you see a very different result when you look at TRevPAR as opposed to RevPAR.
Is there any sort of suggestion that if people are paying less for their rooms, they feel like they've got a bit of money in their pocket, they'll pay more on F&B?
Absolutely, it can be. I mean, obviously in Rixos Bab Al Bahar, which is ultra all-inclusive, it's irrelevant because you pay one price. Everything there is free once you enter the door. But in the other hotels, for example, Hilton Resort and Spa or Ritz-Carlton, yes, I think if there is a feel that guests have come in on a cheaper rate because it's a summer rate or a discounted rate or they've done an early bird booking, then they feel that there is more opportunity to spend with spa, with wellness, with F&B.
Ras Al Khaimah has bold ambitions, just over 1 million visitors last year. The target is 3 million by 2025. I crunched the numbers. That's a compound annual growth rate of just over 15%, which is a big stretch and a big ask. And your company is one of the companies in Ras Al Khaimah that's charged with helping to make that happen. What are you going to do to make that happen, to pull in those punters?
So one of the key areas that Rack Hospitality and also the other owners in Ras Al Khaimah are working very closely with Rack TDA, the Tourism and Development Authority. You know, we're looking to bring in new source markets. We're challenging the operators to not just look at the existing source markets, the UK, Germany, Russia, but to bring in new source markets. And we're seeing some great success there. You know, Ritz-Carlton had an increase in Chinese visitors by 105%. Now, that may have been off a small base, but again, it starts to show that we're seeing trends coming from new markets.
What discussions are you having with the RAC government, with the RAC TDA, with Air Arabia about putting more flights into RAC Airport? It had a number there. RAC Airways went bust, I don't know, what, 10 years ago or something like that. And it obviously would provide sort of greater links to source markets. Where are you with looking at sort of extra flights in and out of the airport?
From what we see from our own hotels, we've seen great success from Luxair that has come into Ras Al Khaimah. That has a direct charter flight now. I understand from RAC TDA and also from the airports, they are looking at several more new airlift flights coming in, be that from Turkey, be that from India. And this is a great result for us.
Charter rather than scheduled.
Rather than scheduled. Now, saying that, you know, Dubai DXB is only 45 minutes from Ras Al Khaimah. So actually where the airport is in Ras Al Khaimah is probably 30 minutes to the main resorts. So it's a great positive, but it also doesn't stop the increased number of visitors that are coming through DXB.
So August, a momentous month for Ras Al Khaimah tourism for two reasons. One, record number of visitors, 118,000. Two, because you were promoted from CFO of this company to CEO of this company. And I'm wondering, clearly you'd have had to sort of pitch to the board of directors, this is my vision, my strategy. Where are you going to take this company, RAC Hospitality, which owns four hotels at the moment, the bricks and mortar, and some restaurants and other F&B assets?
Okay. We've always prided ourselves on the portfolio being very diversified. As we mentioned, the ultra all-inclusive, the desert resort, the luxury, the upper upscale. So if we want to develop in more properties, we will look to continue that diversification. I think it was March this year that it was announced that there would be a mounted lodge on Jebel Jais. That was announced at ITB, and MOU has been signed with Mantis. I'm pleased to say that that development will come into our portfolio. So we're starting to build on the adventure tourism asset that we have in Ras Al Khaimah.
What height will that resort be?
That will be at 600 metres.
Okay.
So we're not talking the top of the mountain yet. We'll develop slowly.
Been great talking to you. Appreciate you joining us this morning. Alison Grinnell is the CEO of RAC Hospitality Holding. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.